I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing better, I think. What are we going to talk about today? I think we've got a lot of stuff on the
agenda. We've got a long list of stuff. And we got a couple of you can't fix stupid items that I wanted to bring up, and people that I've ran across that have just dumbfounded me. So I'll pull out my soapbox and do a little preaching.
Okay, that's allowed. Two thumbs down on those folks, or two paws down.
Talk about a rescue dog that we're both familiar with. You're a little more familiar with, but it looks like a beauty. And some other follow-ups with Suri and an infection problem that
she had. Yeah, let's talk about Suri first.
Well, Suri had, we didn't know this at first, but her behavior started to change a little bit. She became kind of grumpy.
How did that look at daycare?
Well, at daycare, it looked like aggression. Mm-hmm. And she's not a particularly aggressive dog, although she has moments with certain individual dogs. Not usually at daycare.
Well,
but
she's kind of pushy.
She's a rugby player. She'll play with the bigger dogs, and she's about 45, 50 pounds, and she plays with 80, 90-pound dogs, and it's rough and tumble. So she's not afraid to kind of bounce around.
Right.
But In daycare, it was unnatural for her in the way she was getting rough with these other dogs.
The way it was being reported to you.
The way it was being reported, right. Yeah. Again, in the daycare situation, you never know what they're really seeing, and that kind of frustrates me because you can't fix what you can't see.
Right.
And is it a behavior issue? Well, in this case, it turned out a behavior issue caused from a physical illness. So we got her on we took her to the vet. She turned up having a urinary tract infection, and so we got her on some meds for that. She's gotten better, but she hasn't gotten rid of the infection yet, we found out. So now she's on a stronger antibiotic. Her behavior's changed. It's more back into the normal realm. But it was interesting to see the illness causing the problem.
And I think, Terry, that's something to remind our listeners of. If you're a trainer or a behaviorist and someone like Terry emails you and says, my dog is doing blah, 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 what's going on? The first thing we always recommend is make sure it's not a physical issue, because sometimes that is, that's the root cause, like in Suri's case. Sometimes it's not, but you need to eliminate that to then determine if it is, in fact, a behavior issue.
Right.
So you did everything right. And now how long has she been on antibiotics? A month or so?
Well, the second batch we just started, because she went through the antibiotics, her behavior has gotten better. The vet wanted to get another urine sample in order to do some tests. He said it's still got a lot of crystals in it. He's worried about stones. So he said we're going to go to this antibiotic, which is a stronger one, try to get that taken care of. I don't know if there's another step, but she's only been on this new one for about 3 or 4 days now.
Now, are you giving her yogurt?
Yep, they get yogurt. We have to give it to both, because if you give it to one, the other one has to have it. But, they both get yogurt, and it's just plain yogurt. We don't use a sweetened yogurt.
Right.
Sometimes we use vanilla flavored, but give them that. It's all natural probiotic.
And, guys, if your dog or if you are on antibiotics for any length of time, usually it's a minimum of a week, I think, always get yogurt in yourself or acidophilus in yourself to replace those bugs that the antibiotics are killing in your intestines.
The good bugs.
So good job, and we'll revisit this. We'll see how Missouri, gets along. Hopefully the second round will take care of her problem. Don't want the baby to have kidney stones.
No, that would be bad.
And she's only a year and a half, man, right?
Yeah, year and a half, yeah. So we're hoping this will take care of it. We'll see.
And you said Sparky's
Sparky's got an ear infection, so he's getting ointment in his ears. It's been
always
a rough
something.
Spring.
Welcome to Virginia. Oh, man.
But he's doing all right with it. What I noticed, he started shaking his head.
Mm-hmm.
So his ear was bothering him, and he's getting better. He's still shaking some. Suri keeps trying to lick his ears to heal him, but
right, it's her job.
It is her job, but she's also licking the medicine out,
we
can't do that.
So she has a well tongue.
Yeah, her tongue is healthy, exactly.
Well, and that's folks with the ear stuff. If you see your dog, shaking their ears, shaking their head a lot, or scratching at their ears, it's usually a sign either they can have ear mites, they can have an infection, but at least clean their ears. Initially, sometimes they just get dirt in their ears, especially the floppy-eared breeds. One of my labs gets dirty ears, one of them doesn't. Don't know why. It seems to be the boy dogs. And never mind. But one of my my country vet years ago said the easiest thing to do is take a cotton ball and rubbing alcohol and use that just to clean their ears out. And it works really well.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Cheap fix. So try that first, and if they still are, you know, if their ears are still bothering them, get them to the vet. All right, cool. Onward.
All right, well, what about Billy?
Oh, Billy. Billy is the fifth dog in his household. He is a rescue. He's about a year and a half old, I think. No, about a year old, I'm sorry. He looks like a black and white Newfoundland, which is one of the four official colors. But he is a mixed breed. When I met him, his mom and dad were, I can't remember what they thought he might be mixed with, but I will tell you by the tilt of his head, I swear it's border collie. That's what I just see in his movement. But he looks like a Newfoundland, and he has four Newfoundland brothers and sisters.
That's a lot of dogs.
Wowzer! Now, he was rescued, I don't know, from 100 miles away or whatever. He was on one of those websites,
mm-hmm.
Pet Finders, I think it is. He had a broken tail. He is blind in one eye, and they think that's from Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. Now, just in an initial bit of research, I could not find that addressed anywhere on the internet. Doesn't mean anything, but the vet did tell Paul and Andrea that it might have been Lyme. It could have been from birth. They don't know what they are planning to do, because apparently it was swollen. The eye was swollen when they got him, so he had to go into antibiotics for that. And what the vet said he will probably do is remove the eye and sew it shut, because that will happen again and again, apparently. It will be uncomfortable for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, other than the fact that he's blind and has a broken tail, he's just a deliriously happy poochie. He's wonderful and
cool.
Loves his people, loves the other dogs. Denali, the other male in the house, not 100% welcoming of Billy, but Billy sort of ignores him. Anyway,
well, that works too.
Sweet dog. Yep.
Yeah.
So we love our latest rescue family member.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw pictures. He looks beautiful.
Oh, he is absolutely gorgeous. And he strikes me kind of like Sparky does. And we won't know for a while what Billy's true personality is, because they've only had him a couple of weeks. But he could conceivably be a wonderful therapy dog, because he just wants you to love on him. That's all he wants. He just kind of leans against Paul and goes, you know, pet me, I'm cute.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, he also has a really good nose. We walked down to the river behind their house with him on leash,
mm-hmm.
and coming back, he reminded me of our Air Scent Search and Rescue dogs. His nose kept going toward the woods. If he had gotten off leash, I don't know what was in there, but he would have gone and had a party if he'd been off leash.
Something's going to get eaten, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Or chased down or something. But yeah, he's a wonderful, wonderful dog.
Cool.
Yep.
That is good news. Well, what do you want to talk about next? We got a couple items. We got this movie that we want to kind of promote, and
yeah.
Then we've got some stupid stuff.
Well, let's do this really cool movie that's coming out. It's Tom McPhee's An American Opera, The Greatest Pet Rescue Ever. And we are fortunate because we get to see it before you guys do. Got a screening copy of it, which one of us has watched and the other has not.
I'm afraid I'm going to cry through the whole thing.
You will. Well, you also applaud, because the movie is about what happened post-Katrina and along the Gulf Coast to all the animals. And it will make you angry if you're an animal lover. It will make you cry, but it will make you also just be proud of some folks down there who did everything and more, really, than they could humanly do to save people's pets. I'm not going to say any more than that, but do know that this is going to be screened around the country between June of 2009 and 2010. and you can find out if it's coming to a city near you at www.anamericanopera.com. And we hope to be able to share more and more information with you guys as we go along, and we hope to be having them in our town. And again, we'll keep you up to date on that. But when they visit your town, from what I understand, you'll be able to buy a $10 general admission ticket to see the movie, or you can buy a $25 ticket. The $10 ticket will cover their expenses of bringing the movie to your town. If you buy a $25 ticket, $10 of that will go to a local animal rescue group. And that's the whole point of the tour, is to raise awareness of rescue groups. Right. And I think that's totally cool.
That is cool. I'm going to watch it. I just haven't got the nerve yet. I need the right day to watch that on.
Yeah, it's tough. It is really tough to watch. And my hope is that it will just continue to remind us to be prepared for the next disaster. And I think people's awareness really was raised after Katrina, because I know I've said it, and I know you've said it, and lots of our other animal friends have said it. You would not get me to leave my house without my dogs. I die in there first. Sorry, that's the way it is. And I think that finally, like, government agencies are figuring that out. You cannot drag someone out of their home without their dogs or cats.
Right. The one thing that I have read as a good tip for that type of situation, mm-hmm. to be prepared, is to get a basic muzzle and have it wherever you kennel your dog or wherever the dog sleeps. So mm-hmm. if there's a rescue situation, let's say it's a helicopter rescue, mm-hmm. a lot of times the chopper guys won't take the dog unless it has a muzzle on.
Oh.
So store a muzzle with wherever you keep your pet. Keep one in the house at least. The other neat thing you can do is if you have a roll of gauze, you can do a temporary muzzle on the dog with some gauze.
And I get actually like that better.
I like it better too, but if you know, I was in a situation to try to get him on a lift.
Well, here's what, we just went into another side discussion here. Because here's what I would do as a trainer. Now, like, I have a soft muzzle for Cody because she hates for me to trim her toenails. And she's my dog, and I would assume she would never bite me. But you know what? She's got canines, so, you know. So I use a soft muzzle for that. If you're going to do the muzzle thing, then you need to mess around with your dog with the muzzle so they know it's okay to have it on. Because in an emergency situation, you don't want to put something new on a dog that they're going to be trying to get off while somebody's trying to load them into something.
That's an excellent, excellent point. I I'm a big fan of Best Friends in Utah,
right.
and I watch Dogtown on Friday mm-hmm. nights, and they were showing training a dog for a muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, it's just a treat based thing like you would anything else.
Absolutely.
But they were getting the dogs used to it.
Oh yeah, it's the same premise that if you're going to use a gentle leader head harness, that you should really do the same thing with it. You know, it's like most dogs can get comfortable with almost anything if you just give them the opportunity to do it
right.
in their own time.
You don't want to surprise it on mm-hmm. them during a disaster.
And for a future episode, man, I've got to jot this down because there is a list of things that we should all have at the ready in case we have to evacuate for our animals. So stay tuned, folks. I'll dig that out, and we'll either post it on the web or talk about it on another episode.
Yeah, I think both. I think
okay.
there's...
yeah, it's an important piece.
I'm writing as we speak here.
Cool. Okay.
All right, that was good. That was good stuff. Now, you got a kind of a cool water bowl thingy hoochie there.
It's called the Water Rover. And it's one of my favorite travel water bottles for my dogs. I have big dogs, so some of the water bottles just don't have a bowl big enough for my dog's nose to fit in. Murphy weighs 90 pounds and has a big box head, and oh man, some of that stuff he'd get his nose stuck in. So the other thing that I like about this is the water bowl is attached to the lid of the bottle, and as you let water out into the bowl, the dog drinks the water. If the dog doesn't drink all of the water, you just tip the bottle back up, and you don't have to pour the water out on the ground. And if you're out hiking or something, you don't want to waste your water.
Right.
And this is the only one of these that I've ever seen like that. most of them you just have to dump the water that the dog doesn't drink. So nice size, don't know how many ounces, but, you know, nice size bottle. And you can find them at www.waterrover.com. Very cool
looks
little
pretty
thing.
Cool. Looks like it would hook nicely on a belt or into a fanny pack type loop.
Absolutely.
So you could easily carry, or in a backpack. Very easily in a backpack.
Backpack would be great. And like Vicky said, if it's the heat of the summer, you know, you freeze a couple inches of water in the bottom of it and then fill up the rest of the way up with water and it stays cool a little bit longer.
Cool.
Oh, you know what else we'll have to do sometime? Have to pick one up for one of the dogs and try it. They have backpacks, I know, for dogs with the bladders in them. And,
Camelbacks.
And, camelbacks for dogs. We're going to have to check those out. Because I've not tried one for dogs.
I haven't either. I mean, Vicky and I used to bicycle a lot, so you see a lot of bicycle riders. I mean, long-distance stuff.
Well, I have one that I used when I was in Wilderness Search and Rescue for me.
Uh-huh.
But it was after that that they made them for dogs. And so, yeah. Sorry.
It makes sense.
Well, it does.
It's a good product.
Great product. Love it.
Yeah. All right. We want to check that out.
Yep.
So, shall we talk about stupid?
Sure. It's kind of inevitable.
It's sooner or later you're going to run across stupid. But so, I read a lot of different news groups and forums and stuff. Anything pet-related, I kind of, you know, even in the evening, sit around watching TV, and during commercial breaks, I'm reading about dogs. So, yeah, I have issues.
No wonder we created Bark Radio.
Yeah. So, I was reading one particular group. And a lady had just adopted a Saint Bernard and had a legitimate question about getting a facelift for the dog to stop the drooling. And at first, I couldn't believe it.
I'm not saying a word.
So, you know, of course, some of the responses were incredibly negative. It started quite a flame war thread going, of which I was kind of thinking, well, you know, you should just return the dog because clearly you didn't know what you were doing and you don't deserve that dog. But it was a legitimate question from her. She had a problem with the drooling. And the one piece of advice she did get that was good is when somebody had mentioned to brush their teeth twice a day with this regular doggy toothpaste stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that reduced the drooling significantly by keeping that clean and
that's
keeping it rinsed
cool.
out. But I thought the question was stupid. Now, why would I get cosmetic surgery for my dog? At first, I'd research the dog before I bought it.
Right. And know that they drool like crazy and that they come with drool towels and that's that.
Exactly. It is what it is.
Right.
She apparently wasn't on board with that. And, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so then I started researching to see if anybody did do that type of surgery. And I was disgusted to find that there is one person, anyway, that promotes it on the web. A Brazilian veterinary professional, that's in quotes, actually makes the comment that it is a good idea, and doggies like having the cosmetic surgery done, including things like Botox, facelifts.
Hand them your money, you know, that's what it's about, guys. It's not about being good for the dog.
Right, so for a few $100, this guy will mutilate your dog and return it to you, because I'm betting that he's not really a licensed professional anymore. You know, surgery to do things, if you have a broken tail and you're trying to fix the tail, that's different. That's not necessarily cosmetic. It kind of is as a secondary, but it's fixing the tail first.
It's the same with human beings. There's surgery that cosmetic surgeons do for people that need to be done.
Right. Fix a nose.
Yeah,
things
right.
like that.
Right, but not
so they purdy it up.
Oh, man.
So, those two are this week's You Can't Fix Stupid Award winners.
So, please research the kind of dog you're going to get, guys. Don't anybody ever email us that, you know, you got a St. Bernard or a Newfoundland, and man, you're so bummed because they drool on everything, because it's part of the breed, guys.
Yeah, it's just how the package comes.
Yeah, it's like Jack Russells, you know, like they jump 9 miles high all the time. Okay, they're just things in a breed that you can't change.
So, I think that wraps up this episode.
Cool.
We'll wrap
all
it
right.
up on a soapbox.
We're out of here.
All right, bye-bye.